Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Dr. John, and we are in part two of the wonderful pro wrestling interviews. And we've got Matthew Vaughn. He's a great young wrestler from Georgia. And right now we have our co-hosts. We have the Amazing Velvet, and we have Steve Logan, professor of wrestling. And we also have, if I can get him on here, and we also have Papa Stroh. It's so good to have everybody. So, Papa Stroh, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Just happened to be in the middle of Hollywood Squares with you guys for tonight. Awesome.
We're so glad to have you here. Absolutely. And
thank
Steve
you, Paul.
Logan, professor of wrestling. How are you doing,
I'll
professor?
I'll mention that, Velvet, anytime.
Glad to be on.
Absolutely.
Interested in tonight's guest.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And of course, the one and only Amazing Velvet. What you up to? How are you doing tonight, Velvet?
He's amazing.
I feel like Papa Stroh. That's right. I'm amazing. I feel like Papa Stroh. Can we share the center square together?
Yes, the two of you can share it with Paul Lind, and I think that's perfect.
So excited.
Thank you.
Stroh and Paul Lind, that is the perfect center
Where's
of the
Howard
Hollywood Squares. That's great. And look,
I want to be Charles Nelson Reilly, thank you.
I'm sorry. That's too funny. Oh, my God. That's too funny. All right. Well, let's get back to the show.
This guy's going to hang up and think we're all nuts.
Well, he knows we're all nuts. He's talked with me for 2 weeks. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a grounded, fine wrestler, a young wrestler from Georgia, the one and only Matthew Vaughn. Matthew, how are you doing tonight?
Well, it's a rare evening where the streets are quiet, and I can't ask for too much of that. So I'm doing pretty well this evening. How about yourselves and gentlemen, everyone else on the show? Hello, how are you all doing?
I think we're all doing great. Hey. We just talked to Judy Martin, and she was absolutely wonderful. She's a great lady, an incredible wrestler. She's just been all over the world. Well, a lot like Papa Stroh. He's been everywhere, and we are so fortunate. Amazing Velvet and I put this podcast together, and we're just so fortunate to know some of the best wrestlers in the world. And, of course, tonight, one of our co-hosts is Papa Stroh, the maestro of wrestling. So what I'd like for you to do, the first thing is I'd like for you to tell everybody on the podcast a little bit about you. Tell us about you and why are you in wrestling, and what in the hell do you love about wrestling? Because I know you must love it because you're in it, right?
Absolutely, and that's a perfect segue into me getting my point across. The first thing I want to say is I don't typically do things like this, but considering the year we've all went through, all the stress, all the everything, we've still got people out here trying to take advantage of one another, and I think it's prime time for me to let myself be known. I want any and every quote-unquote bad guy out there to know the Nightcrawler's here, and he's coming. And as far as what made me fall in love with this business, with wrestling in itself is, honestly, and it gets a rap for being what it is. But as far as anything in life, if you compare everything in life and the energy that surrounds it, pro wrestling, you just can't beat it. And it's that energy that draws me in from the first time I felt it till today talking with you guys. It's purely that energy.
And you know, Papa Stroh,
that's a promo.
You have told me some great stories.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Velvet?
It's
called
Papa
promo. Stroh said.
P-R-M.
It's a promo, baby.
That was a good promo. It was. So, Papa
yes.
Stroh, I'd
yes,
like
sir.
For you to tell us why you got in, and I'd like to see the correlation between why you got in and why Matthew Vaughn got in, because he's an exciting guy, and he's here because of the energy.
Why? I told you this several times, Dr. John. You have me repeat all these same old stories, like the Dusty Rhodes story and everything else. You're going to wear them out so bad they're already blown up out of gas. But they need some oxygen.
I'm good sorry. Lord. Please forgive me.
Right?
I hope you still love me tomorrow, okay?
Well, you know what they say.
I mean,
a classic never dies.
That's
it.
Amen, brother.
Bingo.
Amen, brother. Amen, man. Nice. Yeah, look, man, it's no secret, you know. Anybody that doesn't have a passion and a love for this business shouldn't be in it. And it's the same reason why he's in it, it's why I'm in it, and why all of us are in it, you know, because our love and passion for what we do, man. It's what it's all about.
Exactly.
It really is. Not a day goes by that I am not thrilled. But I'm not thrilled that I'm part of it.
You know, we all know, man. That's why we're here.
You're exactly right. And I know, and you can yell at me. And
we'll yell at you later.
Yes, Velvet?
Matthew. Who are some of the wrestlers that you emulate or you like that got you really hooked on this business?
Well, fair warning to everybody involved here. A lot of the questions that I'm expecting, and that was surely one of them, it's not a short answer, so stick with me.
No, sure.
Without divulging too much of my personal life, we'll just leave it as my upbringing. It was a wee bit darker than the makeup that I wear in the ring, and the only shed of light that I could find, and I'm talking about, I'm not too up there in age yet, even though I feel it physically from considering what I do as a profession, but we're talking early mid 90s into the late 90s. It was a really bleak time for me as a child. I really didn't have anybody to look up to talk to. I was one of those kids that got picked on. I was an overweight child. You know, I was different. The only escape I really had was television. And it wasn't easy to catch my attention, especially as a child. And I remember, I'll never forget it. As long as I still have dreams about it. I remember sitting in my living room, finally got free reign to the remote control. Everybody around the room is just ignoring me, you know, it's like I didn't exist. And I flipped through the channel, and I turned on WCW Monday Nitro, and I saw Sting drop in from the rafters with nothing more than a black ball bat and absolutely cream about 20 or 30 NWO members. And from that moment, I stood up, and I was like, that's what I'm trying to be. I don't want to be him, but I want to be that type of guy. I want to run to the fire, not away from it.
Nice.
Whatever I got to do to make that happen, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
These are some of the best promos I've heard in a long time, man. You're on, man.
Well,
keep going, man. I'm loving it.
That's why, that's why we're booking him at BCW, baby. Yeah.
Thanks for the plug, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I'll get to announce both you, Matthew, and, of course, you, Papa Stro. It's going to be great. Velvet, you got it right. This guy is exciting, and we're so glad to have him on here. So give us a little bit
and
more,
whatever,
Matthew.
And whatever.
What? No, go ahead.
And I'm saying whatever it takes is exactly right, and whoever can help you along the way in your journey is going to help you, and that's going to be us as well. We're included in that. Papa Stro, myself, Dr. John, believe this is a family and a brotherhood to this day. It some days it doesn't feel like that in this business because of some of the people that are in it today. I don't feel they respect the brotherhood anymore. But it seems like you do. It seems like you want to do the right thing. And you know what? Brothers out there will help you. So you keep plugging forward and you keep pushing, and good things will happen. Go ahead, Dr. John.
I'd like to follow up on Papa, answer.
I want to. Yes, Steve.
Matthew, what do you think about Sting's work on AEW so far?
I might be biting off a little bit more than I can chew here, but again, my nature is to run to the fire, not away from it. The only thing that I have to say about anything that man does inside of AEW is I have to get there. And I think
Absolutely.
That statement alone, I think it speaks for itself. I have to get there. And whatever
Very
happens
workable.
Once I do, it you know, let it happen.
Right.
Very well played.
Well, kick that door open at the Nightmare Factory. It's in Atlanta. Kick that door open, son.
Yeah, I'd like
Absolutely.
To see that door open, too.
Kick it open. QT Marshall's down there training weekly.
Yeah,
you know,
I've,
some guys
I'm
hard
I'm
to figure
familiar
out,
with
you know, about you when it comes to and everything,
guy.
But, man, I mean, you like shooting it right out of the gate, man. I'm already feeling you. I'm already feeling your passion and everything, man. And I wish more people in the business had the passion that, you know, breaking into business that you have, for sure. I really wish they did.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a huge difference, and I'm sure I'm going to have an inbox blown up after I say this, depending on who's listening, but I don't care. It is what it is. There's a huge difference between me and a lot of these guys out here that are trying to make it to the same place I am. And what that difference is what's driving them. You see, I've lived a hard life from day one to right now. I wouldn't know what to do with glory, with fame, with riches, with any of that. I literally would not have the first clue what to do with all that because it's not in me. It's not about that for me. What it's about purely and simply, this generation coming up, they need a hero. They need someone that they can look at,
Agreed.
That they can depend on, that every time they lock eyes on this person, not only do they learn something about life, but they learn something about themselves. And there's not one person. That's what this business is missing. It's missing that magic. It's missing that power. Back in the day, quote unquote, and there's been several days, you know, back in my day was the 90s, you know, the Attitude Era, with everything, the feud going on with WCW, but, you know, somebody else's could be the Golden Era, you know, but regardless, all those days, quote unquote, they had something in common. They had true heroes. There's plenty of villains. Oh, there's plenty of villains, and I dare anybody to argue that fact with me. But there's not enough heroes.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, and Matthew, I want to comment on something. I used to have a friend named Rob Kellum, Papastro Maestro.
Oh, geez.
And he did something at an event in Wilmington. And it was the most amazing thing that he ever did. It was his match with L.A. Tank. And he fooled it's the first time in my life I have ever been fooled because we all knew he was coming in down there on the left side of the whatever, and all of a sudden he had fooled us and he came in on the other side. And he, at that moment, he was no longer my friend. He became my hero because he's been my hero ever since. And Papa Stro, I think you know that. You ceased to become my friend. You became my hero at that point. You're the first person in my life that absolutely fooled me. And you're my hero.
No Jedi
and
Master.
I just wanted,
sorry.
I wanted to say that to you. And I've always wanted to say that to you on a podcast, and this is the perfect time. You're my hero. And you are
oh,
the hero of a lot of people because I know what you do in Jacksonville as a guy that works with the Chamber of Commerce. You are the hero for a lot of kids because you help raise money for them. And now, Matthew, I want to tell you that you need to learn from Papa Stro. Because he is a great hero out in the world. And you need to learn and start studying what he does and stay in touch with him, because I'll tell you what, he's the kind of hero that you want to be. Now, this is my advice to you, and I've got good advice. Velvet, am I correct?
You know what? I'm already a fan of the Nightcrawler, too. Oh, my God. I get a Nightcrawler T-shirt right now. I mean,
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about inspiring. I mean,
right.
And this guy's just scratching the surface. I mean, you give him a little bit of time. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not saying to blow smoke, but, I mean, I'm already getting the vibe that, I mean, you're going to be making a lot of waves, man. Just keep going and do what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
And Matthew, not everybody's going to like what you do and like what you say, but guess what? Doesn't matter. And you keep going forward. You don't never look back. You keep moving forward. You know, there's a lot of haters in this business, and a lot of people hate me because I'm a straight shooter, and I call it like it is. And you just got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, be you. Be the best you,
yeah,
you can be.
Yeah, be you.
I mean.
Exactly. And I'm digging it too, man. And if you ain't got a T-shirt, man, give me a design. I'll get it made.
I'll wear it.
There'll definitely be some merchandise coming here soon. That's actually one of the things I've been working on here in the past few months during all the downtime with the COVID and all that mess.
By the way, Nightcrawler is one of my favorite Marvel superheroes.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big Nightcrawler fan. Yeah, yeah. So, that's name off the bat, man. I'm already popping for it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But funny enough, the
whole Nightcrawler thing, it really it came across in my old boxing days. I used to before I stepped into pro wrestling, I did a little bit of independent fighting, and
nice.
I remember this one guy. He showed. I can't for the life of me. I can't remember his name. Otherwise, I'd give him a shameless plug. But he came in one day. He was scheduled to work with me, and he looked at everybody, made a big scene about it too. He looked at everybody and went, "That guy? I was a pretty little guy. I really was, and especially back then." And he goes, "That's who I got to work with? Are you kidding me? He's a worm. He's nothing." And I went, "Yeah, that's right. I'm not just any type of worm. I'm a Nightcrawler. You can tear me into pieces. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep driving, and I'm going to keep coming after you. Watch where you step. In this graveyard, it's full of us." He said, "What do you mean full of us?" I was like, "Well, it's us. Because as many times I'm going to bop you upside your head, it's going to feel like a lot of me in there." And it just kind of stuck from that on the Nightcrawler. Okay, yeah, you know what I am?
Nice.
I am a worm. I'm nothing more than a worm. But sorry, watch where you step, though. Because I'm going to stick to you. Yep, go ahead. You can smash me up. I'm going to keep coming.
I love it, dude.
I got a dream match already.
Right?
Waylon Mercy, Dan Spivey. I'd love to see that. You versus Dan Spivey. I think that'd be a cool match.
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm down for anything at any point, at any time.
Anybody doesn't give you the mic are foolish, I swear.
Exactly. Absolutely. Promo. This is a promo machine. See, this is what kids need to learn today. Need to learn how to conduct their business and be able to talk on the mic. Period.
They just need to learn how to be real.
Matthew, do you know why people are given a manager?
well, 9 times out of 10, it's because they can't talk.
Bingo. See? Nice. See, this kid's getting it, and I love it. How long you been working, Matthew? That was right. Matthew, how long you been in the business?
I've been in the business roughly 8 years.
Oh, good for you.
Good.
Good for you.
Good. That's good. So in other words, you know what? You'll always be a rookie to somebody. You're definitely a rookie to us, but here's the thing. Somebody's always going to be a rookie to you as well.
Because we're old, man.
It's because we're old. Speak for yourself. But look up. You need to look up the Maestro. He was in WCW. That's who this cat is. Papa Stro is the Maestro. He was in WCW.
Oh, I'm familiar. Very familiar.
You look up the Amazing Velvet. That's me.
Wrestled Surfer Sting too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he might
pretty
be a boxer,
the next
right?
morning. He was a hoss back then. Well, he's still pretty big, especially for his age.
You remember when you said something about you used to box before? Did I get heard that correctly? You used to box before you got the wrestling?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I had to pull some strings considering my age. But yeah, I dabbled in that until a small medical diagnosis took me out of the game for that.
That's really cool. My grand uncle Gorgeous George back in the day, he used to amateur box before he broke into business too. So I thought that
nice.
Was really cool. You had the boxing background. That's awesome.
And you know, a lot of that helps whether you have a judo background, a boxing background. That helps a lot when you get into this business. Being that you're disciplined already and you know a little something, basically, it beats a lot of these people who think these backyard tards that think they know what they're doing.
So, yeah.
I love
and you know, and I try not to talk bad about anybody. You know, everybody has a dream. Everybody has an impulse.
Oh yeah.
But don't be surprised when you get hurt. You know what I mean? When you run in with somebody, because
exactly.
There's been a couple of times, you know, and I'll openly admit it. You know, I felt bad afterwards. But hey, pro wrestling rule number one: we'll apologize later. I've been in the
right.
ring with a couple of those guys, realized it really swiftly, and had to do what I had to do to. Not only protect myself,
right.
but protect them and get them up out of there. And, of course, there was a little bit of butthurt action afterwards. But also, you know, once they had that come-to-Jesus meeting in the back, hey, look, there's a reason why we preach get trained, get trained, get trained. You know, this isn't just a show. We're playing with our lives in here. We are
exactly.
literally putting our lives
right.
on the line to entertain perfect strangers
well,
who are 9 times out of 10 going to bash us after the show because they got a you know a little bit of alcohol
yeah.
in them. It's on top of some sugar and they're feeling good. So
mm-hmm.
you know, don't just go to Walmart, get something that looks pretty close to wrestling gear, and then hop into our world. You're gonna get jacked
no,
up.
No, exactly, exactly.
I love this
not
guy.
Only that, yeah, I do too. but not only that. Here's the biggest thing that I tell people: you meet somebody for the first time. You know, I don't know how you go about it. I go about it differently from everybody else. Papa Stro probably does it different. But when I meet somebody, I ask them certain questions, like who trained them, how long they've been in the business, what do they like to do. You know, this is an example. And if you can't put two sentences together to talk to me, I know right there, well, this ain't going to turn out good. I've been in the ring where a guy just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and said he could do all this stuff. And then he got in the ring and he didn't know jack. So I told him, and I tell him beforehand now, this is where I would tell people beforehand, listen, I got to trust you. You got to trust me. Okay, remember that word, trust. I said, because I'm going to tell you something. If you do something and I can get, and say I – you know, you do something that I didn't like or it, you know, I could have been seriously hurt. Don't think I'm not going to get up and you're going to get something for that because you are. And
well, we all
you know,
have families we got to go home to.
Yeah, but I
Most
tell them beforehand.
Us.
Yeah, but I tell them ahead of time, though. You know, I give them a heads up now. Hey,
well, some
you don't,
some hang
you
out
don't
with groupies and even they have families.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, I try to feel them out ahead of time now because it's like, I ain't playing that game. You know, and I tell promoters since I've been in the business, you know, a long time, I'm like, don't put me with nobody green. I said, they ain't going to like me come about the 3-minute mark. So,
Does Nightcrawler mostly work Georgia or does he work along the East Coast?
I'm mainly Georgia, but I'm willing as long as I can make it there. I'm willing to work anywhere that's going to get the right eyes on me. And that's, you know, I'm all
right.
about, at this point in my career, I'm all about exposure. I've gotten my foot in the door with AEW, and now what I'm trying to do is get their attention. Because I don't want
right.
to be just like every other guy that bangs on this guy's door, blows this guy's phone up. Hey, man, can you give me a spot? Can you do that? Yeah, that. I mean, of course, you know, you'd be a dummy if you have the numbers and you don't use them. But here's the thing: if you can make them notice you,
Exactly.
Right.
That adds value to you. I want to be noticed.
Exactly.
I want to make the earth shake when my name is mentioned.
Hungry.
And for the most part in Georgia, you know,
right.
I've accomplished that without patting myself on the shoulder because I'm probably one of the most humble people you ever meet. But when my name is mentioned, people know I mean business. So and I want that to carry on into the mainstream. When they hear my name, wait a minute. That guy?
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking of matches up already before you even get there. I'm thinking
right?
Darby Allin. I'm thinking War Horse.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hungry. Let's help him get it, man. Let's help him grab that brass ring, bro. That's what I'm talking about. That helps the whole business. And that's what I try to
Book
tell
him.
Young people. You, I am. I'm going to do that. But the thing is, you help talent who's hungry like this because, A, they don't forget where they came from. B, they don't forget who helped them along the way. And C, it helps the business as a whole. That's what people have to realize. Helping young talent like this live their dream and make it to where they want to go helps our business. If I bury this guy, it doesn't help him or our business. Why would we do that? We need, all of us need the exposure, whether he was exclusive to somebody in Georgia or South Carolina or Florida or whatever. He's doing the right thing. He wants exposure. He's passionate. He's got the drive. Why would anybody want to kill that? Now, there are some people out there that will get jealous and try to do that. That's who you stay away from. You learn real quick. Ah, that guy's
oh,
dead.
Yeah.
But.
That was a big learning experience last year, as a matter of
right.
fact. There was a lot of people that I held in high regards and always spoke highly of that I found out weren't doing the same behind my back. But,
right.
you know, to the average cat, that may deter them or hurt their feelings or may strike the pride, but I'm not the average guy. See, the
right.
fact that it wasn't spoken to my face, I'm going to let a little bit of pause there just in case a few of those individuals are listening. And then I'm going to reiterate. Because it wasn't said to my face,
right.
it puts a smile on said face. You see what I'm saying? Because
I
that tells me one thing and one thing alone is I'm doing my job.
Exactly. Bingo. He gets it, Papa Stroh. He gets it.
Yeah.
Well, good
it's just
you,
like,
brother.
For example, about people that go overseas – and like wrestle at places like Mexico and Japan and everything, and then when they come over here, whether it be a tour or whatever, then the Americans that was gracious enough to work with the overseas talent, you know, they try as a mutual respect, they try to return the favor to help build the overseas talent here in the States. So that's how the business works. You know, I mean, we help each other.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be that way. It was
designed to be that way.
But
it's supposed to be, right?
Right. But we carry that tradition, and we wholeheartedly believe in that tradition, so you ain't got to worry about us because that's what we believe. That's how we were trained. That's how we were raised in this business, and that's how we're going to stay. So you're good with us. And I can't wait to see you in action.
Awesome.
Anywhere,
I can't wait
Whether it's with us, whether it's on TV, I don't care. I just want to see it.
I appreciate that. That
yeah.
also that makes me feel like I'm doing my job. It really does, and that's all I can. That self gratification. That's all I can ask for out of life now. Is at this point, I need to make. If I can make myself proud, then I know I'm going in the right direction because I'm the hardest. I'm the hardest
right.
one to. I'm
right.
my biggest critic. I swear I am. I'm my own worst biggest.
Right, we all are. But you know what? Keep going. Keep your head up and keep going. Don't care what anybody says about you. Don't even think about it. Keep on rocking.
No, absolutely. Nothing will ever deter me. And honestly, that's not the first time that I've heard it. But I'll tell you what, I love it every time that I hear it. But the two people that I want to go ahead and give some credit to, one of them would be Teddy Long. Because if it wasn't for him, honestly, I probably would have thrown in the towel a whole long time ago. He really was the one that helped me keep my head above water. He said the same thing. He said, you know what, playa, literally, because he does. I mean, he really talks like that. That's not no gimmick.
I
goes, you know what player?
I know.
He goes,
right?
Yep. He goes, if them fans are leaving happy, if they're hollering your name, then you know you belong. And don't you ever let nobody let you feel any different. And another person that reiterated that in the same night was the first time that I got to meet Jake the Snake, which coincidentally, I was working for
That's
Teddy
dude,
and Rocky King in Riverdale.
Rocky King,
And I didn't even know Jake was going to be there. I got a call from Teddy last minute. Hey, I need an ass kicker. You know, can you help me? Absolutely, I can. Let me fire up the Batmobile. I'm on the way. And I show up and I look over and I see Jake Roberts. Oh, you know, no big deal, no pressure. Okay. And coincidentally, Dr. John, that happened to be the match that you watched, that you messaged me on. That was that night. If you look in the bottom of that screen, you can see Jake's merch table.
Right.
He was sitting there watching the whole time.
I got to tell you something. You are talking to one of Jake the Snake's great wrestling partners, a great tag team partner, Papa Strode. Tell Matthew a little bit about you and Jake the Snake.
Blind
man,
tag
you got the story.
Oh, man. Jake and I go way back, man. And I've tagged with him in Mexico, AAA. In different places in Texas and all over the place. And I remember the first time I met Jake and broke the ice with him, man. I was doing the whole Gorgeous George thing at the time, and I played it up to the hilt, man. I was like so arrogant and cocky. I'd have people carry my bags and do stuff for me, right? And Jake was like, man, this guy's such a pompous ass, right? You know, he's digging himself because he's telling me this. Then after a while, he stopped and he thought about it. It's like, hey, man, this guy's working me. Right? And that's how we, you know, broke the ice. And I remember one night, I used to have some great matches with Rob Van Dam, man. Oh, my God. I mean, we could have a match blindfolded and have a great match. And we had another good solid match one night. We're on a card with Jake, and afterwards, you know, Rob and I were like, yeah, good stuff. And Jake was putting us over. He said, man, great match, guys. How in the world going to top that? Because he was the main event after us because we were a semi-main. And he had to work with a guy three times his size, actually, that night. A guy called Big Slam.
Wow.
Big Slam. And Rob and I, you know, like, yeah, man, we did great. You know, the people loved us and everything. Well, Jake goes out there not even doing like a fraction of what we did, right? And had the people going ballistic. Just little things, right? And he comes back in the back, and Rob and I are looking at each other, and they're looking at Jake and said, teach us, Jedi Master. That's how we got to be friends, and Jake's been a great friend ever since, man.
Yeah, in my opinion, he is solely, and you can quote me on this, he is solely one of, if not the greatest mind in this business. I mean, I've never we're talking about a man that in an era where everyone literally was screaming spit at the camera to get their point across, we're talking about a man that could just calmly talk to you. And literally, like, just not only get his point across, but rock you to the core. You know, one of the most feared villains in this business ever. I loved to hate him. I loved to hate him. He would just hook, line, and sinker about like a snake. You know, once it gets you, it's got you. And Jake, he literally was the epitome of that statement. And I just, anytime that I'm ever able to be blessed with his presence, I soak up, even if he's just joking, not even talking about anything, I'm going to soak up every word that man says because I've never seen him fail, not even himself. We all saw
that. He's a master psychologist, man, the encyclopedia, man. Soak up all that knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Another reason that I have to get to AEW would like to be able to say that I can not only, you know, working for and at the same place that – my personal hero works, but Jake Roberts as well. Like, I'm sorry that if you can, AEW literally between, again, Sting, between Jake Roberts, Arn Anderson, hell, Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross, all those minds, all that experience, all that history.
Yes.
If you can't take that and rocket to the moon, I don't know what's wrong with you. And in my opinion, I feel like that's exactly what's going on over there. And I've got to be a part of it. I've got to be
Go
a part
for
of it. I mean, there's a revolution taking place in pro wrestling.
I hope there's some other shows in Jacksonville that you can work, because I would consider traveling just to see that.
Yeah, no
Absolutely.
Kidding. Road trip.
Right.
Road trip, absolutely.
Dude,
well,
I'm in, brother. I'm in.
Well, we're thinking about a road trip up to Charleston for the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, and we want to get you involved in that, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Papa Stro is actually going to be the first person inducted into this great,
nice.
this great thing. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't make this happen without Papa Stro.
You're the first one,
but
Papa
we want to get you.
Hey, I'm honored, really. Thank you.
Well, we're thrilled, and we're looking at the first weekend in August, and in April. And hopefully all will work out. I'm just waiting on a confirm from the Holy City Brewery where we're going to have it, and it's going to be great. And Papa Stro and Susan Green are going to be the two stars, the biggest stars that are there. So we're just thrilled, and we'll let everybody know. And Papa Stro, there.
I'm just blessed to be in there with Susan, man. Susan's amazing. She's She should have her own wing, as far as the Hall of Fame
no
goes,
kid.
Man.
Well, you and she will have your own wing, because you guys are two of the greatest in the Carolinas, and it will be amazing to get to induct you into this Hall of Fame. So it's going to be wonderful, and I'm just waiting from as long as I get the. Tomorrow I'll know, that we'll be able to do that date there, and then we're going to advertise the hell out of this. And Mr. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You better be there or we'll kill you.
No, shut up.
Hey, good luck. Many of them have been trying for a long time.
That
they ain't found a way yet.
Yeah, no, that's what the Italian
Amen, brother.
Used to look at me and say, if you don't do it, we'll kill you. It would scare me to death. So I tell you what, that's
okay,
my whole days in wrestling. We'll kill you.
Ricky Morton
great.
Said that to me one night at a show. I was getting ready to hit Kurt, and he looks over at me. Hey, kid, no pressure. If you mess up, I'll kill you. And I just looked at him and I said, huh? He goes, nah, I'm just kidding. Go out there and tear it up.
No, he was right. He would kill it. He would kill you.
I love
right,
Ricky,
Papa Stro. Ricky, I know Papa Stro, you wrestled with Ricky Morton many times, and
Ricky's helped me out so
he would tear you up if you didn't do it right.
Ricky and Robert helped me out so much through the years, and love those guys.
Two more of some of the greatest minds in the business right there, Ricky and Robert. My goodness, I can't
Absolutely.
Say enough about those two.
Yeah. And talk about a team that's been all over the world, man, Japan, different countries, and these guys have done it all. You know what I mean?
Hey, that train keeps a rolling, Rock and Roll Express.
That's it, brother. It's still
does.
Going, man. Yes, sir.
I got another question.
Now, yes, Steve, did you have something to say?
Yeah, if Matthew had to describe his ring work to anybody that hasn't seen him, like, what kind of style would you say you fit mostly, like flyer, brawler, grappler, technician?
I guess, I fancy myself a brawler. I tell everybody the same thing. When you get in there with me, it's not a match, it's a fight, and may the better man win. And depending on
like
who's standing across there from me, they know it doesn't have to be laid out for them. They know it's a fight, which is currently what I'm involved in right now. I'm probably involved in one of the biggest fights of my life, and you all will see the footage in due time on that. And I'll just leave
cool.
it right there.
Awesome. That's good.
can't wait.
Yes, Velvet.
Yeah.
And comment dot
and?
Dot dot. And what else do you have to say?
What else do I have to say? I want to work him. That's what I want to say. I'm hoping I get good news on the 13th and I can get back in the ring. That's what I'm talking about. So
that's right, because Matthew, in case you didn't know, Velvet has not been doing well, but he is doing great now. We're proud of his recovery. Right, Velvet?
Absolutely.
And we are thrilled. We really are. And we're also thrilled to have Steve, the professor of wrestling.
Yep.
And we're also thrilled to have Papa Stro here with us, because we've had a great time with you. So I wanted to say thank you, number one, for being here with us. Number two, I want to thank our co-hosts for being here. You guys have always been just the best. And so thank you so much. And so are there any more questions for Matthew?
Goals for 2020.
2021.
For 2021. Sorry.
We'll give you that one, Steve. Don't worry about it.
Goals for 2021. I'd have to say, I mean, there's not just one. Obviously, I'm currently on a mission to be in the best shape physically of my life. And by the end of this year, I want to say that I've full-on accomplished that. I want to be happy with what I see, especially for what I plan to do. The second one is to get another foot in the door with AEW. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge to anybody who may or may not be listening in on this. There's no bones to pick about it. AEW, if you have a – you better lock them tight, because if there's any crack in any seal, I'm busting wide through it, and I promise you'll be glad once I do.
Awesome.
The third, and the most important, and I definitely want this to go on record. This is the main reason why I accepted to do this. There's a lot out in this business, especially in the state of Georgia. There's a lot of you that I've made promises to for the past few years. This year, I make good on those promises. For each and every one of you that ever did anything wicked, anything crooked in my presence, now you haven't gotten away with it. I told you all once, and I'll tell you all again. You will reap what you've sown. The Nightcrawler, he's here. He's mad. He's hungry. And he's watching. Hear my song. Because that guitar, it's tuned up real nice and sharp for each and every one of you. Please think I'm joking.
Man, that was a hell of a promo right there, brother.
Man, that was
that
go
was
home,
awesome.
Dr. John. Roll credits.
Exactly. Take it home. That's it.
All right, Nightcrawler.
Wow.
We know where you're coming soon. As soon as we get open, and I
wow.
want to thank everybody from Pro Wrestling Interviews to hanging out with us and talking with the Nightcrawler. He's been a lot of fun. He really has. And you know what's fun is what it's all about. That's what we do. I want to say thank you, Papa Stro. You are the one. You're no longer my friend. You're my hero. Big jump up. You're an incredible hero for the great things that you do for the community and everything. And I want to personally thank you for that. So we appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm words can't express. I love you all so much, man. And just blessed to be here and do my thing.
Well, thank you. You're part of the wrestling family. Steve, thank you for being here. You're awesome. Professor Wrestling, we can't do it without you. Is that
nope.
okay?
Glad,
sure can't.
Glad to be on and hear some great guests.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you here. Amazing Velvet. So
yes.
Glad you're here. If you weren't here, we wouldn't have this show. So thank you.
Thank you. I think Matthew knocked it out of the ballpark, and he set the standard high for the rest of our shows. So we're going to have to bring it like he is. We're going to have to bring it each and every week now because of him. No slacking off, Dr. John.
No slacking off. I got two more on the way, and you'll love them. They're going to be great, but they're going to have to listen to this show and see where the bar
absolutely.
Is set.
The bar set way high.
And thanks to everybody with Pro Wrestling Interviews, because that's what we do. We find the greatest. We had Judy Martin tonight. She was absolutely incredible. She was. So I want to say thank you to everybody, and we'll see you next week, 10 p.m.
And Matthew Vaughn stole the show, baby. The Nightcrawler stole the show.
It'll be all crazy.
Much success, brother.
All
thank
right,
you guys
so
for having
everybody.
Me. I truly appreciate it.
And I got news for everybody. We'll be back. We're like the dude that won't go away. We'll be back. Thanks to everybody. This is Dr. John. And this is, of course, the Amazing Velvet. And, of course, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And we say thank you. And we'll see you next week on the craziest show, the coolest show in wrestling, Pro Wrestling Interviews. But... and I have to say this. We also have one of our great shows Papa Stro does on Thursday night. Papa Stro, what do?
Well, it's called WCW Retro. Every Thursday night.
And it's one of the finest shows. On VOCNation.com. Just go to WCW Retro. Just check it out, and it's wonderful. So thank you, Papa Stro, for doing that show, and that was kind of like how all this got started. So thanks a lot, and we'll see everybody next week. Pro Wrestling Interviews. Take care. Love everybody.
All right. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Mahalo.